To Women's
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WIMS, Women of Wisdom, everyone. We have affectionately changed the name to WIMS, Women of Wisdom, formerly Women Other Wisdom, and today I am blessed enough to have another Aussie on the show, Aussie being Australia, and this Aussie works for a publicly traded company, and then went to solo entrepreneur, and she's a published author, and I'm going to let Karen just take it away, because I can't do a good job on her intro. She's too excited to be here, so I'm going to let Karen take it away.
You win, and I am excited to be here.
Good
afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And my first question is why? Why did you go from the corporate world to solo entrepreneurship?
There was a couple of events and that happened in my life. And they were, obviously, the first one was my son passed away. Suddenly, unexpectedly, he was 27. And I was a CFO of a publicly listed company at the time that he passed away. And I didn't know how to be a grieving mother, so I just literally went back to work after the funeral and just continued on with my life. And, you know, of course I missed him and all that, and I was grieving, though I just, you know, I was too busy to even consider that. And then a year later, best thing ever happened to me. I was made redundant. I worked for a company. We had pubs, which are hotels, you know, drinking establishments, bars,
yes.
I guess is the best way to describe it.
Yes. Pub.
And we just, there was two companies merging together, and I chose redundancy because I wasn't happy with the package that was offered to me. And then within weeks, I found myself in Braveheart Women. In LA, a four-day event called Rise. And during that event, I heard what happens to women when they over-generalize themselves, when they don't look after themselves. And I just, that was my calling. That was why I was put on this earth after listening to everything for four days. I just thought, this is my new path. And I didn't even realize how diseased I was.
Wow.
When I was in a role. But I just love what I've become. I've written three books. I've just published my third. I would never have been able to do that when I was over-adrenalized and living a masculine lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what is your favorite book that you have listened?
My second book is Beyond the Mother's Worst Nightmare. And that is my three-year journey since my son passed, and it's all about how you come to love and gratitude and understand that. Even though they passed away, I spent more time with him than I do with my other son.
Isn't that funny? I mean, that is so funny. I also lost my mom. For those of you who are new to my show, this is public knowledge that I also lost my mom at the age of 23, and it's so funny when Karen mentions her son passing away at the age of 27. Well, not funny, but that is the age I am now. So I can't imagine losing a loved one at that young age. I can barely imagine losing my mom at age 23, and I did that. I can't imagine your grief and how you just felt and you went straight back to work. Good on you. I mean, I I don't think I could go straight back to work. Oh, 10 days after my mom died, I did get a job as a teacher, which I still have, but I don't think if I was in a corporate job, personally, I wouldn't go back to work. So,
yeah. I don't recommend it to people.
Recommend it to people. You recommend taking your time. Basically, you recommend taking your time and publishing and doing what you want to do. And so let's talk about your all three books. Now that I asked you what your favorite book is, and what is this third book that has just come out?
That book is a book that I knew that I would write for probably about 30 years. It's called Teenagers Playing Grown Up, and it's a story of four teenage girls set in the late 60s, early 70s. They all fall pregnant, and they all choose a different option. So one gets married, one has an abortion, one chooses motherhood, as in single motherhood, and the other one adopts her child out. Now, I was the lady who adopted her child out. When I was 16, I adopted my daughter out. And at the same time, within a couple of years, I did have two school friends who one got married through pregnancy and the other one did have an abortion. So those ladies haven't written their story. The first story of marriage is written by my sister-in-law, who did get married at 17, and which is a great story. And then the middle two stories, the abortion and the single mother, I've written as fiction stories, but they're stories of women who I've met over the years, interwoven into it.
Oh, my God.
But it's not just it's just such a great book. I just love it. But it's not just the story of the women in their teens choosing it. It's more about the wiser woman now in her 50s coming back to a teenage self and actually saying, do you know what? You know, in your late teens, your brain isn't even fully developed. You haven't even developed reasoning and consequences, because that doesn't come until you're around 21. And I've lived a life of your decision, and maybe or maybe not, we should rethink it. And that's really the gist of the book, is to understand that, you know, every choice you make, there are, you know, consequences, or, you know, either negative or positive, that will come from this decision. So be informed in being able to make that decision, because in today's world, you know, the teenagers who will fall pregnant, and let's face it, it's going to happen forever, no matter how much education is out there, but at least now you can be more informed. There's more help around to allow you to make the right decision for your choice, for yourself, because at the end of the day, it is your life.
That's amazing. That
I love the book, and I really do feel I'm going to make it into a mini series.
Sort of like a letter to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Well, going back to your teenage self.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And okay, now the tough question of this interview. How did it make you feel when you did all three books? Did it help you grieve, or did it help you conquer your fears, or did it help you explain your story? How did it make you feel?
Yes, to all of those questions. Writing my first book was quite easy. It came quite easy, because that's called A Journey to Becoming Your Own Best Friend. And that actually is the story of, you know, how women... It's all about inspiring women to empower themselves so they can understand themselves on a biochemical level, a physical, a logical level, understand that we have our innate qualities and don't dismiss them. And so that's what that book's about, and I just love it, interwoven around my story. Writing the second book about Dan, who passed away, my son, It was very, very releasing for me. There was it came very easily, and it really did help me to heal. I loved the book, and I did a lot of growing and a lot of I really felt that actually Dan wrote the book, not me. It just came so easily, which I have no problem in giving him the credit for it. And my mum actually read it, and she said, I think your dad was involved as well, because he passed away 11 or 12 years ago. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. Whereas the third book, I started writing my story first, and I found it really, really difficult. It brought up a lot of emotions. But what it did highlight was, I guess, being pregnant at 16, giving birth alone at 16, because in those days my parents were not allowed to be there. I guess it defined who I was. It defined that, you know what, you are the only person that you are going to spend your entire life with. You don't spend 24/7 with anyone else. So it's really good to actually look after yourself, live your life, do what's right for you. And that's not from an ego or from a selfish perspective. It's from a perspective of you're here for a purpose. So look, make sure you achieve your purpose. Don't die with your music still in you, as Wayne Dyer always says. And it's just so true.
Don't die with your music still in you. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I just love Wayne Dyer.
Still in you.
Yeah. And so many people do.
And that ain't that the truth. Now, what is your favorite book other than your own?
Oh, there's so many. Like, I love, actually, probably Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. I love that. I love all Wayne Dyer stuff. And I always also love Think and Grow Rich. I've read that book probably 10 times. Every time you read it, it's a different book because you're a different person reading it. You've grown, so you're going to get so many different things out of it. And that was written in 1939.
Wow. So basically you're saying Louisa Hayes, Dr. Wayne Dyer and Think and Grow
and Napoleon Rich. Hill. Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich.
Well, good. And what is your ultimate favorite thing to do other than speaking and authoring books?
Oh, I love to dance. And do you know what? I even love to sing. When I was probably about 5, I think. I was just in, you know, very early at school. We had like a school concert at the end of the year, and we were practicing for it. And the teacher said to me, "You have to mime because you can't sing." And I went, "Okay." So I was miming when we were doing the practices, and then I told my mum about it. Then after the show, she said to me, "You sung, didn't you?" And I went, "Yep." She said, "Because you threw everyone off key." And I went, yep, probably. So I never sung. And now, because of who I am, I sing all the time. And my voice has improved. And I really believe it was because these people put these limiting beliefs onto me, the saying, well, you can't sing, so I didn't sing. So now I sing, and obviously I concentrate more of it, so I sing from the heart. And when you sing from your heart, you always will sing on key.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Now, what would you say to my listeners who are in the same position you were and want to get out of their day job? How would they do it?
Yep. Educate yourself. Get a plan in place. Go inside and meditate and actually figure out what you really want to do. Then educate yourself on anything that you feel you require. If it's to start a business, understand business. Understand who you are. Understand how to come out of limiting beliefs and self-doubts. stop listening to people. People think they have the best advice for you, but they don't. Listen to yourself. And if you have a burning desire in you, don't let anyone stop you from fulfilling it.
Yes, I agree. For those of
you
who've read my book, my books, I should say, my original book, I Come and Win, Mia's, Karen's second book, per se, and people thought I was nuts in doing that one. I don't know if they thought Karen was nuts in doing a book about the son, and I did. People think you were nuts?
I didn't tell a lot of people. I just did it.
Well, good. Good on you. Good on you.
I wish I had
a little bit of a secret keeping. I have more secrets now than I did when I wrote I Win. I was a very public person, and I have more secrets now than I know what to do with, but they're slowly but surely coming out. And I wanted to ask you, who is your publisher?
I self-published.
So you self-published via CreateSpace or how?
Yes. Yeah, through CreateSpace and through Kindle. So, and I
also
have it available on my website. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And look, you know, I'm sure that they will eventually, you know, I've sold a few, not a whole lot, but I feel through my third book is the passage that will have the other books sort of come alive in the world. But talking to people like you always helps as well. Thank you, Wynn.
You're welcome. I definitely agree with that. Self-publishing is the next thing, is the next best thing since sliced bread. But you need to put books on top of books on top of books in order to make a stable income. And you need to promote. I don't care how much you promote. I don't care. Keep promoting. And so is that what I just said, Karen, was that something you were going to recommend to my listeners?
To self-publish? Definitely.
To
every person has a story inside. Write your story. Right, I was actually at an event last night, and a guy who I know quite well, he says, I can't believe you've just done your third book. He says, I've got so many books inside me. And I said, you're going to die with your books inside you. And he goes, you're probably right. And I said, you haven't made it a priority. Just write for 2 hours a day. Your book will be written in a month.
I am actually in the process of working on my fifth book.
Good on you, Wynn.
And so so that's going to be my little project, but my little project is going to take a side trip because I'm going back to college to get my PhD in special education.
So wow, congratulations. Good on you.
Thank you. But my advice for all my listeners is stick with what you love, and everyone has a story inside them. And Karen and I are big proponents of self-publishing and of everything else. You just have to promote, and find the people that want to help you do it. And who is your biggest fan base other than your family?
Women just love my books, and diverse women, I have to say. I get out there, and though a lot of men really liked my second book, they weren't all that wrapped in the first. A lot of them didn't read the first book because it's obviously the target market is women. Whereas I've had a lot of people through different, you know, networking groups read my books and absolutely love them, and they're all looking forward to the third one, which literally, you know, was on Amazon a week ago, and I've just picked up local printed copies only on Monday. So, yeah, not that long ago.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so people, it's so funny because when you do books on top of books, people want the next book and the next book and the next book and the next book.
Yeah, which is cool. And oh yeah, I'm looking at writing a joint book with a guy, and it will be a similar book to my Journey to Becoming Your Own Best Friend, but it'll be based, the target market will be men. But we're writing it together from a man's, so a woman talking to a man and a man talking to a man. So we've got the two gels together, and it's really coming together quite well. But
this,
it'll take a couple of months to get that one out.
This should be
and it's I think with something like I Wish I'd Known or something, really simple title like that. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate every bit of wisdom you have shared with me today on Wins Women of Wisdom. And where can people find you, and where can people find your books?
Well, people can find my books on Amazon and on CreateSpace, and on Kindle. Just type in Karen Chaston, Chaston. Or you can come to my website, and I'd love you to come to my website and connect with me, which is www.karenchaston.com.au, which is great. And, you know, connect with me there. You can, I'm on Facebook under Karen Chaston or Karen Chaston Braveheart Women. I actually also do a radio show in Australia, and it's called Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. And I have a Facebook page for that as well that I do with my girlfriend, who's also called Karen, but we call her Kaz so people can distinguish between the two of us.
Okay. Well, it was lovely to have you share your wisdom. And remember, to all my listeners who go to Karen's website, remember to stick the AU after the .com, because you're not going to find it.
Yeah, I'm in Australia.
You're not going to find it. And also,
right.
my books, along with Karen's books, because they're published by Amazon, they are sold in all Amazon markets. So even if you're in the U.S. and you type in Karen's name or my name, you can easily find one of all books, and or maybe all three. Eventually, we have to figure out how to combine the three books or my six books. I don't know how you can do that.
I've done that. Have you set up your I've set up a profile where they all come up.
Well, I have two, but I'm talking about the package deal. I don't know if Amazon is going to get smart on that end, but they're getting smarter every single day, and I appreciate Karen's wisdom, and I appreciate everyone's woman of wisdom who comes on this show and supports this show.
Thank you so much for having me, Wynn. I've really enjoyed talking to you and getting to know you a little.
Thank you. And everyone, I appreciate every single person on this show who comes on, who supports this show. And I am so blessed and honored now to be an international show host. My God, I didn't think I was going to be an international show host, but I guess the universe answered my prayers. And as I said, I'm going back to college in 8 days, which is a little scary, to begin the process of getting a PhD and all that good stuff. So all still be around. I'll still be working on books. I have a book coming out. I'm working on many different projects right now, but my main focus is college. And so if you don't hear from me, that's because I'm stuck underneath a college textbook. So if you don't hear from me, that's why. And I appreciate all my fans and all my support for my books. And let's make Women of Wisdom rock. Thanks to you guys.